بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فيقول الله جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فآمن له لوط وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وجعلنا في ذريته النبوة والكتاب وآتيناه أجره في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين صدق الله العلي المولانا العظيم جماعة مسلمين and respected listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته All praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. And greetings and salutations upon the beloved of Allah, your beloved and my beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for gathering us in the house of Allah to pray our Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. It is a huge and wonderful bounty and ni'mah and gift of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Salah in jama'ah, in congregation, is superior to salah prayed alone by 27 times. Allah multiplies the reward by 27. It is Allah Jalla wa'ala who is the multiplier of rewards. And the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of Allah in the akhirah, by its very nature, is far superior than any reward we can gain in this world. For the one characteristic of reward in this world is that it is temporary. And the characteristic and the quality of reward in the year after is that it is eternal, forever and ever. So therefore anything, any reward given in this world, for Allah rewards in this world as well, it is but temporary. And sometimes we make efforts and sacrifice. We go to work, we earn a bit of money, it's temporary. We've earned it, now we spend it, and then it's gone. If I want to gain again, I have to work for it again. That is the nature of reward in this world. Whereas, in the year after Jama'at Muslimin, in the Akhirah, reward is forever and ever. In the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't only get breakfast and lunch, you get whatever you want, day after day after day. Your desires are going to be fulfilled. Allah has created Jannah for the fulfillment of the desires and the pleasures of the believers. And Allah has created this world as a testing ground for you and I. So the nature of reward in the year after is that it is forever and ever. Continuous reward all the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the rewards of a person. And therefore when we pray salah together, even if it is two people praying salah together, then Allah multiplies the reward by 27. It is the same salah. At the same time, it's just instead of one person praying alone, two believers come together, the one becomes the imam, and the other becomes the ma'mum or the muqtadi, and they pray salah in jama'ah, and Allah multiplies the reward by 27 times. 27 times. We give the example, that's like working for one day and getting paid for 25 days and 2 days overtime as well. Imagine that. Nobody's going to do that for you, Jama'at Muslimin. We ask time and time again, we've been asking for a while now, if you know of anybody that we will work for one day and they pay us for 27 days, we're ready, alhamdulillah. We prepare to do that. We'll start 12 o'clock in the morning and work a whole day also. But nobody does that. It is Allah Jalla wa'ala. Oh my slaves, leave your homes. Come to the house of Allah. Pray salah together. You pray once, I'll reward you 27 times. And it can happen at Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. A person prays salah, he prays 5 times salah, he gets rewarded as if he had prayed over 130 times salah. The reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every day a person can gain it, alhamdulillah. And then even in the month of Ramadan, Allah multiplies it even more than that, alhamdulillah. Therefore, Jama'at Muslimin, let us pray our salah with Jama'ah. Salah is the key to Jannah. Salah is the protection of a believer. When there is salah, everything will come right. Everything. It is a cure to everything. Pray your salah on time. It is a cure to everything. A person who prays salah will leave zina. A person who prays salah will leave drugs. A person who prays salah will leave khamar. A person who prays salah will leave lying. A person who prays salah will leave cheating. Everything will be left because that is the quality of salah. It is the characteristic of salah. And who says so? Allah Jalla wa'ala says so. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily salah will keep a person away from fahsha, promiscuous deeds, wal munkar, and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us of those who pray our salah. Allah forgive you and my shortcomings and grant us a life which earns the Jannah of Allah. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. This morning, Jama'at Muslimin, we begin just for a few minutes, inshaAllah Al-Aziz, with a famous hadith of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous sahaba, who narrates the most hadith from Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, Rasul means messenger, therefore in Arabic you call a letter a risala. And to send somebody, we say arsala, arsaltu fulanan, I sent somebody. Therefore Allah mentions many a times in the Holy Quran, inna arsalna, we have sent, inna arsalna nuhan ila qawmi, example. Qala Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore when we come to the other word used for Anbiya, it is Nabiyullah. Nabiyullah, we say the Prophet of Allah, and Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. Therefore Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they were sent by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give letters to kings, or they were sent with an amana and entrusted with a message, when they came to the recipient of the message, then the Sahaba would say, the companion would say, Ana Rasulu Rasulillah, I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah. Meaning Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. He sent me as a messenger. So I am Rasulu Rasulillah, the messenger of the messenger of Allah. I bring you a message from the messenger of Allah, who has brought you a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in Allah, do not believe in idols. Believe in Allah and you will be successful. Qala Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qala Allahu azza wa jal, that Allah jalla wa ala has said. So this is known as a hadith al-Qudsi, wherein Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us of what Allah jalla wa ala said. Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu, every action of the son of Adam, of humanity, is for him. Illa sawm, except for fasting. Fa innahu li, for that is for me. Wa ana ajzi bihi, and I will reward in accordance with my generosity. So in most of the actions that a person does can be seen by others, except fasting. That is between the slave and Allah Jalla wa Ala. And because it is between the slave and Allah, Allah will reward for it. And Allah does not put an amount to that reward. It's like a check that's written out. If the check is written out, and then the amount that's on the check, you can go cash it. And you make dua, the check doesn't bounce, inshallah. But fasting is the example of a blank check. That this is what my slave does for me and nobody else knows about it. He can go home and have a fried egg and everything and nobody will know about it. But because of me, he doesn't do that. Because of me, he stays away from that food. Because of me, he stays away from his wife and she stays away from her husband. Because of me, they leave the eating and drinking. Today, Jama'at Muslimin, we end up in a few minutes, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Today it's become a bit easier, alhamdulillah. Fasting in winter is a bounty and a boon. We almost don't even feel it. You have sahur now, and then we just skip tea, and then you have buka again, alhamdulillah. But then if you look at it, Jama'at Muslimin, 15 years ago, when you were fasting in the middle of the month of summer, then you were beginning at 4 o'clock. And you were ending at 8 o'clock, quarter past 8. It was in the middle of summer, and 2 liters for water, and you wanted to drink. At that time, we stayed away from everything. Like others, we fasting maybe 12 hours. Others are fasting 18 hours, 19 hours. Allah is rewarding them as Allah is rewarding us. And it's between them and Allah, between us and Allah. So Allah says, this is like a blank check. No amount, I don't multiply by 10 or 20 or 70, no. It is for me, between my slave and me. As my slave fasts, it is a blank check. I will reward in accordance with my slave's fasting for me. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ. And siyam, fasting is a junnah. There are many tafsirs of junnah. The one a simple one is, and to understand it is like a shield. Satrun mani'un. It is something which stops a person. So when we fast, then there is hunger. And the hunger creates an awareness. An awareness that I am in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jama'at Muslimin, many people, Muslim and non-Muslim, will tell you, Amerikan full as puasa. We can feel it is the month of Ramadan. Do we know what that feeling is, Jama'at Muslimin? It is a feeling of khair, goodness and barakah. Why? Because there's an absence of sin. Sin has become lessened. A goodness, the doing of good deeds has increased. A whole day the slaves of Allah in the obedience of Allah. That feeling of goodness, khair and barakah is felt by all, alhamdulillah. And if we increase in goodness, good conditions will increase from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So the hunger keeps away. The hunger makes creates an awareness of Allah, and that awareness of Allah, that taqwa Allah, that creates in us an abstinence from sin and bad. Allah grant us that, Ya Rabbil Alameen. For Baraka Jama'at Muslimin, we just translate one ayah before we end off. In ayah number 26, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوتٌ. And Nabi Lut alayhi salam believed in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Ibn Akhi, Nabi Lut alayhi salam was the nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he believed in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ, and said, إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَى رَبِّي. I'm going to become a muhajir. I'm going to become an immigrant. I'm going to migrate for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَى رَبِّي, to my Allah, meaning to a place where I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty, and Allah jalla wa ala is wise. There's quite a bit of tafsir inshaAllah. If Allah grants life and strength, we will try to continue tomorrow morning inshaAllah. Allah forgive you and my shortcomings. Allah increase us in goodness and obedience to Allah. Allah grant us lives which earn us the Jannah of Allah. And Allah grant us lives which earn us the rahmah and mercy of Allah. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
The Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM Stereo.